never hold me any moment. I'll be gone, for I have made my consecration, and I have my wedding garment on. This old world can never hold me any moment. I'll be gone, for I have made my consecration, and I have my wedding garment once more. This old world can never hold me any moment. I'll be gone, for I have made my consecration, and I have my wedding garments on.
Let's have a word of prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, oh, we want to say thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you that, Lord, a new week.
Hallelujah.
Oh, here we are, Lord, in your presence, Lord. Father, we say thank you as we can look back and see how, Lord, you've taken us through the week that has just passed by. It has all been your grace, your mercy, your protection, Lord Jesus, that has seen us through. And we say thank you, Lord. We do appreciate you, Lord. And Father, as we have come this morning, Lord, we come, God, with all reverence, Lord. Because, Father, we want to hear something from you, something that will keep us, Lord, in the path of righteousness, Lord. So, Father, we want to surrender all to you now for our Sunday school and its children above, Lord. And we hear, Lord, that, Father, the same Holy Spirit, Lord, will teach us, Lord, by your word of God. We say thank you. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you.
God bless you.
Yeah, now, brethren, having given all diligence, as you all know, we've given real diligence in vulcanizing these divine materials provided by God himself. And you could see the house is shaping gradually, you see, expressing the stature of a perfect man. Perfect man of God. And see, this is the building, a true building which has the presence and the expression of God. Amen. And it's you and me. So where we've reached now, we are the building, the true building, amen, which has the presence of God right in us, expressing himself, his nature. Amen. So let's turn to the reading of the word. Today is the capstone, the love. Amen. Let's continue to turn to 2 Peter. Chapter 1, and we read from verse 4 as usual. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, see, beside having escaped, beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. Amen. Charity. Without it, my brother, all this will be of nothing. It will just be like having what? A form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Amen. Shall we be seated? Lord, we thank you for the reading of the word. So last week we were on brotherly kindness, and just to throw some little light on that, the prophet said, brotherly kindness, he said, put yourself in his place on the matter. You put yourself in his place on the matter. And the prophet was quoting Peter when he went to Jesus Christ for a confirmation of for how long he has to endure his brother, who had been really giving him a lot of troubles. See. So the prophet said, now, my brother sinned against me, said Peter. Shall I forgive him 7 times a day? Jesus said, 70 times 7. See, that's brotherly kindness. If someone sin against you 70 times 7 a day? So what the Bible is trying to tell us is that you just forgive. Amen. Amen. You forgive. Praise the Lord. See. So the prophet said, in building this monument, as we see it, and it's you and me, in building this monument, building this statue, it starts off on a foundation that's on faith. As we all know, it started on faith foundation. And then virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness. Amen. Then the prophet said, now, what next? What next? Then they are waiting. They are waiting for the headstone, which is love. See? For God is love. And he controls. He is the strength of every one of these things. Amen. Amen. He controls everyone here. And at the same time, he is the strength to every one of these virtues. Amen. Praise the Lord. See. So the prophet said, when you take blood out of a man, he's gone. Then the only thing that you can do to bring him back to life is to put another blood back in him. Praise the Lord. And so, you see, we ourselves, we got to die. Amen. Amen. You got to die, and then the prophet said, now we put the blood of Jesus Christ in. That brings the faith of Jesus Christ, the virtue of Jesus Christ, the knowledge of Jesus Christ, temperance of Jesus Christ, patience of Jesus Christ, godliness of Jesus Christ, and brotherly kindness of Jesus Christ. Then the love of God, which is Jesus Christ himself, he is the head that controls you. Amen. He said, your feet is the foundation as faith. Amen. That's what the prophet said. Controlled by the head. There you are, you see. The perfect man of God when he possesses these virtues. My feet move. Why? Because my head said so. Praise the Lord. You understand it? My feet move. Why? Because my head said so. And what is that? It is the spirit that dwells in you that says, hands, reach after that case. You see? The same spirit says, feet, make a step. The prophet said, you see what I mean? Praise the Lord. So it's not to you, but what? That spirit of God in you, always controlling you. Yes, sir. He is the strength of all of these virtues that are in you, controlling every one of it. Amen. Then the prophet said, then the whole statue of your being is governed and controlled by the head. Then listen closely here. He said, but it cannot be completely be controlled till it completely possesses these qualities. It can never be controlled unless it has all these virtues. You see, that's why, right from the beginning, he said, giving all what? Diligence. Giving all diligence, vulcanize one after the other. See? And so, when we do that, then the head can come in to control. Amen. Because, brother, the thing is, what the prophet is saying, if it is not well vulcanized, praise the Lord. Let's read something here. He said, no matter, you might speak with tongues, you might impersonate any gift of God. You might do that, but until the virtues here go into you, you are still off the real true foundation of faith. Yes, amen. 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 You may have what? The gift of speaking in tongues. Amen. All the gifts. Praise the Lord. So you could see that the prophet is trying to bring us to what? The manifestations of what? Of the Spirit. It's not the evidence. Amen. So if you have all this, you tend to be what? Having a form of what? Godliness, but denying what? The power thereof. Praise the Lord. So, the foundation faith, if you haven't got all this with the foundation faith, you must know that, as the Bible says, the rains will descend. See, the storms will come to beat upon you. And it will depend upon what? The foundation in which you are standing. Praise the Lord. You see. So if it is not well vulcanized upon that true, real true foundation of faith, my brother, the head cannot come. So he said, you know, the heathens, they prostrate themselves before an idol, imaginary God, you see. And in an imaginary way, they believe that that imaginary God speaks back to them. That's heathenism. That's Romanism. See, they bow before all kinds of saints and everything else. See, my brother, you see it. Then he said, but when these virtues grow in you, praise the Lord, you added that after that, then you are a living monument. You are a living, moving idol. Amen. You are a moving idol. Praise the Lord. So when you look at what he's saying here, that the heathens, they prostrate before all the Romanism, they have something placed there. Eh? And they think that, oh, this thing, there is something in that they worship. There is no life in it. Amen. There is no life in it. But you, when the Spirit of God comes into you, that's what the prophet is saying, you are a living, moving idol. Praise the Lord. Life is in you. Praise God. So, but when we, not in an imaginary way, but prostrate ourselves before a living God, a living virtue, a living knowledge, living patience, living godliness, a living power coming by the living God makes a living man, a living image, the statue of God. See, when it comes like that, you'll be doing the same things that Jesus did.
Amen.
Walking the same way he walked.
Yes,
see, doing the same thing he did, because it is not an imaginary thing. There is a reality that proves it.
Amen.
Amen. There's reality in it. So now, that's the house that God dwells in. Not a building with a big bell on top of it and a high steeple, but a body that has prepared me. Amen. A body that we have prepared for him. Then the prophet said, a body that God can dwell in, a body that God can walk in, a body that God can see in, a body that God can talk in, a body that God can work in. See, dwell, walk, see, talk, work. A living instrumentality of God. God walking on 2 feet in you. And the prophet said, glory. And you see, that's fulfilling the scripture, the footsteps of the righteous is always ordered by what? God. When the Spirit of God is in you, it's no more you. You see, the prophet said, God walking in you. For ye are a written epistle, read of all men. And if the life that's in Christ be in you, you will bear the life that Christ bore.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. If the life that Christ, the life that is in Christ, is in you, you will bear the life that Christ bore. Amen. So, brethren, let us always remember the part that we play in building this great house.
Yes.
It is surrender.
Amen.
Surrender. And then he does the work.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So the prophet says, so when you surrender your complete being, then the Holy Spirit just pours through you in these virtues, then you are a living tabernacle. Then people look at out and say, oh, that's a man full of virtue. That's a man full of knowledge. He believes the word. He had temperance. He's patient. Oh, his life is just godliness, God brotherly kindness, full of love of the Holy Ghost walking around.
Amen.
Said the prophet said, you become a statue that unbelievers can look and say, there he is, a Christian. There he is, a man or a woman who knows what they are talking about. And the prophet said, when you see such a person, you never seen a kinder, sweeter, godlier person like that. Amen. So he said, when it comes like that, you are sealed. And a seal shows on both sides. Whether you are going or coming, they see the seal just the same. Amen. When you are sealed, he said the seal both is what? It shows on both sides. So your going and coming is just like the same. When you are in the church, how you are, the same when you go out there, the same how you are within and without. Praise the Lord. It shouldn't be Christian within, and then without is a different picture. Amen. We come here Sunday with our flying ties and long dresses. Everything showing that, yes, here is the word, a stature of a perfect man. Amen. Then without, it's a different thing. My brother, it shows that the capstone has not yet come upon, you see. So he said, you are sealed, whether you are going and coming, the seal is on both sides. So they see it. When a man or a woman possesses these virtues, the capstone comes down and seals them into the kingdom of God, which is the Holy Ghost. Amen. Then the word coming from here, the prophet said, coming from here, that means coming from the capstone, it manifests itself through each of these beings. So it is what? The Spirit of God will manifest in all these virtues that are in you. That's why I said the faith of Christ, the virtue of Christ, knowledge of Christ, temperance of Christ, patience of Christ, godliness of Christ, and brotherly kindness of Christ. What Christ was, the people are. Amen. Now he's talking about the church now. What Christ was, the people are. That's all of us together here. Amen. Because his life is here. Praise the Lord. Because his life is here. They are in Christ. And their life is dead and hid in Christ through God. That's what we are this morning. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's what we are this morning. Hallelujah. That's why what we are this morning. Amen. That's how we are this morning. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, he said, that's how they are in Christ, and their life is dead and hid in Christ through God. Sealed in there by the Holy Ghost. Amen. And then the prophet said, you see, we reckon ourselves as dead because we have been born in faith, in virtue. And these other things that are added to you till you are a perfect living image of God. Amen. And so he said, when it comes like that, lust for money is not in you. Lust for big things, no sir. Lust for popularity, no sir. These things are dead to the believer. Amen. We don't care. A tent or a cottage. Why should I care? Live or die, sink or drown. This is the thing that I am interested in. The kingdom of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. These things are dead to the believer. We don't care whether it be a tent or a cottage. Yeah? We are, whatever God will present to us, we accept in good faith. Praise the Lord. All that we are concerned is about what? The kingdom of God. So the prophet said, build me up, O Lord God. Said, build me up, O Lord, into this. Let Christ be in my head. Amen. Let them working through me in all these things, let them be working through me on my foundation of faith that's in him. Let virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness work in me, O Lord. That's my prayer. Amen. I don't care, live or die, sink or drown, denomination or no denomination, friend or no friend, let these things work in me. Amen. Let Christ's virtue, his knowledge, flow out that I might be able to teach those. For God has set in his church apostles, prophets, teachers, pastors, and evangelists, all for the perfecting and bringing all these virtues into it, to that perfection of the coming of the Son of Man. So, Lord, let this thing flow through me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Do you know how to sing that song? Flow through me. Flow through me. Shall we stand? Holy Spirit, flow through me. Flow through me. Holy Spirit, flow through me. As I laid my hands in worship to magnify thy name, flow through me, Holy Spirit, flow through me. Once again, let's sing. Oh, flow through me, Holy Spirit, flow through me. Oh, flow through me, Holy Spirit, flow through me. Oh, as I lift my hands in worship to magnify thy name, flow through me, Holy Spirit, flow through me. Amen. Amen. That's our prayer for that the Lord will flow all these things through us, that we will be an as his own image. Amen. A stature of a perfect man, to the glory of the Lord. Amen. Before an announcement, shall we bow our heads and thank the Lord first? Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, the Lord, you've taken us through these studies. And Father, we thank you that today we can, with all confidence, Lord, say of the truth, Lord Jesus, you have built us, oh, to this stature, and how, Lord, we seek that, oh God, we will be growing every day, Lord Jesus, with the Holy Spirit continually flowing through us, Lord. Oh, making use of all these virtues, Lord, that we will express you, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. So, Father, we say thank you And Lord, as we have come, Lord, the service for the day now starts. We want to, Lord, sing praises and worship you, O God. Father, we want to use all instruments that we have available. Oh, even our hands, our voices, Lord, we want to raise this morning and magnify your name, that your Holy Spirit will sweep through us, Lord. Father, even as we commit your servant, Lord, into your hands for the word that you have chosen for us today, Lord, even as the word come, O God, oh, let it come to strengthen, Lord, these virtues that are in us, Lord. We say thank you, we bless you, we give all glory to you. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. As we are standing, just a short announcement. This morning, the deacons made me to know that the offering that we are going to give will be given to our precious sister, Lydia. We all know her situation. Losing a father is something. Praise the Lord. And you know, there are many expenses that have to be done. So, let us, with love, amen, love, just give, and it shall be given also unto you. Amen. God richly bless you.